Artie, I heard about the roast for Larry, and I would like to be roast master.
You mean you want to host?
No, I believe technically it's called roast mastering, and oh boy, I would love to do it.
Hank, hey, we're ready for you.
All right, I'm coming.
Let's go.
All right.
Well, thanks for your interest, buddy, but I believe we're going to go with Carl Reiner. You know, he's a good friend. I mean, he's a superb host, and I needn't remind you that he is a legendary comedian.
Oh, Carl Reiner. Come on, that whole stand-up thing is it's just over. I mean, have you noticed this and have you noticed that? I could do fucking stand-up in my sleep. Hillary Clinton may be Bill Clinton's first lady, but she is not his first lay. See, I notice stuff too. I just don't write it down and go to some moth-eaten nightclub and repeat it.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I gotta ask Jim Ferguson to be here. You know, Larry started at the Laugh Shop.
Oh, oh. Well, come on. Let me be the roast master.
The host, you know, he has to handle the hecklers and keep the show moving. It's a hard job, and with this crowd, I don't think you're built for it, baby.
You don't think that I can handle hecklers?
Hank.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm talking to Arthur.
Yeah, no shit. With all due respect, Arthur, I'd like to get this done sometime today, please.
Come on. I'll show you. Heckle me. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm very busy and I got a sore throat.
Come on. Heckle me. Come on, don't worry. Hit me hard.
Get off the stage, you fucking moron! I've taken shits more interesting than you are. You're not but Larry Sanders' personal fuck bitch. So shut your fucking fat face and get your goddamn bloated ass off the stage, motherfucker!
Oh, Jesus, Artie.
Good comeback.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. Do not have the usual cast with me today. I have brought in two ringers, and what ringers they are. I'd like to welcome to the show, OJ, do it, Grant, do the shit.
OJ Atagwe Ataye.
AJ Ataye. You've been on the show twice before, once before, AJ?
Twice before. First time with Vic, and last time
you had some good
Harrison stories.
Are you a JT the Vic on?
We've had JT the Vic on.
What did he think of your basement?
He did well in the basement. He delivered a story that you might have to hear.
I'm a big fan of the basement. I'd love to hear it.
Let me introduce that second voice. I'm sure you recognize it. Are we going to go Lone Ranger? Or do you Secret Identity here?
No, my name is Grant Paulson.
Oh, my God.
It's so wonderful to... by way of the radio waves, communicate with all of you
Grant
wonderful
Paulson
people.
Grant Paulson on my lowly podcast, my radio show. Let's call it what it is. It's not a radio show. It's a podcast. Let's just get that
Beard,
out
you know
there.
How I feel about you and your lovely basement. It's an honor to be here.
I'm humbled. Thank you for giving me. I'm getting 20 quality minutes out of both these guys, so we're going to make it really quick. I wanted to run by you guys what went down with me last night. Just get your take. Tell me if you've been in a similar situation. Kind of find out. It's a story of a crazy girl. I know that blows your mind that women can act that way. But they can. And they do. And I want you to kind of calibrate on scale 1 to 10 how crazy the lady I dealt with was. And I'll tell you how I played it out in the situation and what you guys think.
Sounds doable.
Okay. I was out with a good friend, Brian Carr. It was his birthday last night. His very new, very lovely wife, Kim, invited me out. And it's important to me that I get invited out to these things because you're in radio. Both of you are, you know, you live the life.
I'm fledgling in radio.
You're on the periphery. And me too. I'm on the periphery.
All the way out to the 180th degree.
Yeah. I mean, like, Grant over here is like the Dirk Nowitzki of radio. We're kind of like the towel boys. Like, we're the guys that mop up that sweat.
He's the right angle right now.
During the foul shots.
That's not quite true. I'm not going to make this about me and tell you that I'm actually a bench player we need to find in the grand scheme of things. But back to your story.
Back to my story. Yeah. Okay. So it's important to me to get invited out to these things because everyone else in my circle, I'm 30, you guys a couple years younger. About, yeah. about seven, something like that, couple. Just a hair, you know. You're my peer group. It's all good.
How much better did you feel, though, getting to say a couple years younger?
Oh, a couple, just a hair. Just a smidge. Mm-hmm. A sasson.
One or two or seven.
Yeah, one or two or keep ticking about 16 more syllables until we get there. Yeah. And they're doing things with their lives, what I consider doing things with their life. They're making six figures. They're married. Or they're
Beard
they're
is really building
engaged.
Us both up here. I don't know where any of this accreditation towards me is coming from. Because
I'm just saying you're good guys. I'm not, you know,
we appreciate
I'm certainly
Beard,
not saying that
me.
You're, you whoa, haven't made it like
if
this.
If I may. Yes. May I? May
yeah,
I step back into
do.
The fray here? I believe AJ just took what you were saying to say that we were doing things with our
oh,
lives.
Oh, no.
He was getting back
Grant
into his
is,
story.
Oh, okay.
No, no, transition.
AJ, you're in my
no, no, no.
sad little canoe.
You're yeah. missing my point here. You were transitioning back into your story saying that
I
your
was.
Friends are doing things in their
exactly.
lives. AJ took
oh,
that as talking about how wonderful
that's
me
what
and
I'm
him
saying.
Are.
Yeah,
that's what I
no,
thought you,
no,
said, you meant.
Please.
He's talking
it's
about
AJ,
the couple
no.
that invited him out, Brian Carr. Where are you, AJ?
I don't know.
Hop
there
in the
are no
basement,
lies
man.
On these airwaves.
You're with us
Is
or
he
you're
related
against
to
us?
Austin Carr? I have no idea, but go
no,
ahead.
No, just a good Continue. Guy. Just a good guy. Got his life together. Mm-hmm. His friends, they have their lives together. Homes, wives, maybe kids on the way.
White picket fence?
Yeah, exactly. That whole thing. And I'm like the Zach Galifianakis of the group, if you will. That's how I feel when I deal with them. I'm kind
so
of,
you're the reason people pay to go to the movies.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, everyone kind of sits there and they're like, what is he going to say? Because I go there and people, when I'm hanging out with this group, they certainly enjoy my presence. I bring the funny and stuff. But then it's kind of like, what are you doing in your life, John? And it's like, well, I didn't hang myself with my underwear before I got here. So I'd like to think I'm in the winning column. And, you know, you don't want to explain that... radio pays nothing. You don't want to shatter dreams.
Right.
I mean, everyone's like, so is it true that you work at the Fan? I'm like, and you want to be like, yeah, the same way that the guy who shovels shit at the circus is in show business. You know, that's, I'm there. I do work at the Fan. So the janitor
Scoop
can say the same
shit.
Thing. Yeah.
Sometimes it's warm.
The guy who polishes up my wee-wee could literally say the same thing, and the veracity of the statement, same as mine. But, I'm with them last night, and we're having a good time. And this is something you guys are going to experience in a couple years, because right now your friends are maybe like with serious girlfriends, but they're not engaged. They're not married, right?
For the most part, yeah, but I think, I mean, everybody has that. I feel like there's waves of marriage that come and go. Like this past summer, I just had like three ex-girlfriends get engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're like your age,
my
right?
age, you 22, were like 21, like fresh out of college. Just like wanting to get hitched right
those
away,
will
wanting
really
to jump
last,
into careers.
By the way.
Those rarely last, is that what you said?
I said those will really last, and I try to just drip the sarcasm on the microphone. So much
you get,
so
you get married when you're 22 or 23.
Doomed. Doomed.
Good
Can we
luck
just say
keeping
it?
I mean, that fight
doomed,
alive.
Yeah.
What if you're like a Mormon couple, though? A religious. This is like something you want to do before you like you engage yourself in a sexual relationship, a lifetime.
So you're getting married just to get laid, you're saying?
Wouldn't be the first time someone's done that.
Yeah, yeah. How fanciful.
Does that exist in 2011?
Getting married just to
no,
get
I think
laid?
It's a real question. I mean, are there still people out there who are waiting for marriage and like hurry their marriage up so that they can
oh, I think
have
very
sex.
Much so. I think there's
Absolutely.
Still a lot of people where religion really? Just is like had big an influence in their life.
I know girls that went into college virgins, untouched, and like the first thing they were looking forward to as soon as they got done is to get married. A lot of them that I know that are very religious, most of them Christian girls, some Middle Easterners like me. Mm-hmm. They get engaged halfway through college, and they're like, I want to get my job. I want to get my family going right away. I just find that so interesting compared to like where we're at.
Well, it's bizarre. I mean, do you listen to the same music you listened to back when, you know, like...
Not quite.
Exactly. You outgrow so many things, yet you've devoted yourself for life to this person.
Well, if you're going back like 10 years to like my Hanson...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Give a 10-year gap.
Days.
Like imagine you're married 22.
I still rock out the Umbop, actually.
You hum it. You wouldn't want to marry it.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You don't want the lyrics like tattooed on your emo chest plate.
To answer your original question, I've got a couple friends who have taken that leap. Who
really?
Are like the first of the wave crashing on the shore. And the rest of us are kind of out in that ocean somewhere. But it's starting to happen, Beard, so a very small percentage of me knows what you're going through.
I was
going
to say, though, it has to be like a vast majority still.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you're in a point probably where, like, it's odd if they're not getting married.
Yeah.
We're at the point still where it's like, wait, what, dude?
Married,
you're getting
already?
Married?
It's this really bizarre, you can almost see, like, the weeding process taking place, where it's just like the, you know, the
cream
beta
the
males,
crop.
If you will. It's like, well, they're not married, and that's not really on the horizon for them, but yeah, they got a promotion at the comic book shop, so that's pretty, they got that going for them. It's kind of that, you know?
You call them what now?
The beta males, you know, there's the alphas and then the betas, and it's, you can see natural selection taking place. It's just like, oh.
Yeah, I'm not married, I don't like commitment.
Oh, your genes, they're not going to live, are they? Oh, that's so not good.
I love that bit. I was at an Orioles game today. And I'm sitting there watching, and there's guys behind me talking about everything that had nothing to do with baseball. The people that just annoy the hell out of you when you're at a game. But the one dude's talking about his girlfriend and how great the relationship
is.
How
old are they, the guys talking?
Probably like 25, 26,
okay.
Something like that. And the one dude, I once some point I actually turn around to like get it. I'm like, all right, who's my actors here? What are we doing? Because I've been listening to your show you guys are doing behind me
really?
For 2 hours.
Wow.
So I turn around. I'm like, what the hell's going on? The one guy who has the girlfriend, who's got the great relationship, is talking about all these wonderful things she does to him.
Yeah.
You know, both when they're living their lives outside and all these great things she does for him, and then, you know, inside as well. I mean, this conversation was just in the middle of section 336 at Camden Yards. It shouldn't happen. But long story short, this one guy complained off and on about, well, I'm single, but I can't tie myself down to commitment. You know, for me, it's just tough to tell one girl, yeah, I'm going to be your guy.
So,
and when I turn around,
like a stone cold Mac.
Correct. I turn around. There's no chance any girls approach this guy in 3 years. So it's like, yes, I completely believe that you're single. It has nothing to do with your hunger to not have any commitment in your life.
Yeah,
that's not why you're single.
Oh my. So yeah,
He just shies away from committing to strippers and prostitutes and the probably the only crops of girls, maybe the lowly beta females that he does get. I guess.
But it's like LeBron saying, "I didn't score in the fourth quarter because I wanted to let my other teammates feel really good for themselves." Now, you didn't score in the fourth quarter because you were afraid of failing. That's why this clown hasn't gotten married. You know, I don't want to say married, but don't tell people you're not engaged and in a serious relationship because you don't want to commit to a girl.
Yeah.
Just call it what it is.
It's the worst.
You can't. You can't do it. That's like me saying I don't dunk and play in the NBA for a living because I don't want to. That's just make me display my powers, but
I got it.
All right.
Back to your story.
Back to what goes down at these events. Once the majority of your friends are married, or they got the ring at the very least, which I'm sorry if the chick's got the ring, she's as good as married to me. What happens, everyone starts
drinking.
Don't
mean to interrupt you real quick,
sure.
But I've found that chicks are the horniest and almost most likely to cheat is during that engagement phase. I feel like that. It's kind
of
like a,
I believe I have some of that scheduled penciled in for like Wednesday or something like that.
Okay.
just a little spot of that.
I won't spoil it, but continue. But I'm just saying it's crazy the level of just infidelity that goes on during that time period.
But now, Grant's got his theories, but that's why I don't get serious with anyone. I'm just with too many taken women, you know? I just know where they're coming from. But
when you say it, it's so believable.
Yeah, I know what they can be in their heart, and I don't want to be wounded like that if one of them did it to me. That's why I can't commit.
Right. That's why you won't make
the
commitment.
Keeps me up at night.
Yeah, and I hate to deny myself because there's just so much of me to give, but that is their loss in the end.
Sorry.
Their loss. What happens, and it gets so awkward, is some of them, I guess, are in very happy relationships, so they don't get into this. But some of them, with just a hint of booze, will be all over me, like the one, you know, kind of single-ish guy. Or they'll just flirt with the other husbands, too. Like, they're not so desperate to find the one single guy that they'll aim it at me. They'll flirt with other husbands and things like that. And just almost do it, like, practically cuckolding their man right in front of him. Just this drunken lush, you know.
So the guy sees this all happen.
It's right in front of the guy. It's almost teasing him. It's like, are you man enough to stop this? Don't you see what's going down? And it's just this 4-hour middle finger to their husband. And it's so awkward, man. You don't know how to react because you're like, that's a pretty attractive woman, you know, like kind of marriage is starting to take its toll a little bit. But if she wants to go out and hunt, she'll still be able to pull some game back. You know, the pumas hasn't lost his claws just yet. It can still bag a little prey.
So what's some of the play-by-play here? Like, what are some of the things that she's doing to?
Okay. What happened last night? There was one girl, very fun girl otherwise. I thought she was very personable, just had that big outgoing personality. And that's usually what I say about, like, fat, ugly chicks. She was fairly attractive. So don't think that. You know, this was a person you'd want to spend time with, not a vile beast. But the husband's right there, and the husband's this nice, quiet guy. And we're on a deck. And just, you know how townhouses are squeezed together now. We're just a pussy hair away from living in, like, the communist Russia days where it was just, like, 6 miles of row houses.
Just sitting on top of each other.
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, hearing your neighbors fuck and drink vodka. You know,
the thin walls that come crashing through end up on your floor.
Yeah. You don't, as Boris pounds Natasha. No. So she's just like bending over and getting a beer and looks up and sees right across to the other deck this guy who's of reasonable attractiveness. We're not looking at a young Ben Affleck or
something.
Give
me a comp. Give me a celebrity comp.
Oh, God.
Below Ryan Reynolds.
Well below Ryan Reynolds.
Ahead of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
So we're in that range.
Yeah, exactly. We've narrowed it down. So in this little... Oh, God. You know, let's go
Hold
with...
Hold on. Philip Seymour Hoffman pre-1998 or post?
I don't think it matters. PSH is kind of incessantly wonderful.
Agreed. Continue. Sorry.
He is. I'd like to trace an index finger under his man boob. Just taste of that sweat. What? Nothing? Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Reminded me a bit of Travis Barker, Blink-182 drummer, but cleaned up. No tats, none of the bad boy appeal. So imagine Travis Barker without that. He looks like your fucking accountant. But he kind of, you know, he was okay. He was well-dressed. But she's acting like, I want to say Wilt just pulled out his cock in front of her or something. It's like, oh my God, look at that man. Brian, you didn't tell me you had such a gorgeous neighbor. And that's how it starts. And then every 10 minutes, just talking about the gorgeous neighbor, like she'd seen a fucking unicorn prancing around. Just like, you remember the gorgeous neighbor? How good looking was he?
To her husband, or the husband awaiting?
To like the entire party, almost back to the husband, projecting to everyone else out on this deck, like 10, 15 people at various times.
And give me an idea of what we're talking about in terms of the female here.
Let's go with very bleached blonde. You know, could trim up some.
What's the age range on her?
28.
Okay.
But very nice, cute face. You know, nothing. A month or two of a little work, concentration camp, whatever.
90X.
Couldn't fix, yeah. She'd be all toned up again. I'm sure she was a fierce competitor in her day. Just, she's been married a while. What do you want? She obviously, you know, staying fit for the cuck behind her isn't the biggest priority. But this is going on all night.
But if she was married to Brian.
Oh, well, exactly. Brian is a loving husband who makes his woman feel appreciated and is a tender and giving lover.
Correct.
So, yeah, there would be none of this business. He's also incredibly violent. So had she said this once, he would have burst a beer bottle upon her crown, and that'd be that. What went on later in the night, a second woman was kind of in on the action. Not so much any active, we're going to just broadcast to the whole universe our desires for another man, but a little more subtle. There's a bit of a dance-off, if you will. Some dancing, and some cartwheels were done, where a dress might have come up. And she kept performing this maneuver over and over, almost like a, hey guys, check out the show. Look what's doing. It's right here. Right in front of my man, here's my ass.
How was the show? How many beards did you give it?
On a 5-beard scale, this was a solid 4-beard show.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, this was not bad. And she's just in a very flirtatious mood as well, and liquor was at play. What happened I just want to set the mood for like how flirty everyone was earlier in the night. Just this is 2-3 people doing this. She's then saying that she has to wear. We learned that it wasn't really underwear she was wearing. It was a bikini bottom because I never wear underwear, to quote her. And this is just kind of like slurred, whispered in a couple of years, you know. It's kind of sexy, right? Hearing a chick. I mean, maybe I'm a little oversexed, but someone bends over and you've seen their ass 5 seconds ago and they start whispering, I don't wear underwear, so I had to wear this. And they hike up their dress to show the thin band of their bikini. Call me crazy. There's a little movement. There's a little Tremors 4 action.
Half chubs?
Yeah.
You're not crazy, Beard.
Okay, thank you. Just forgetting, and I'm not saying anyone's trying to run away with anyone. Just saying there's something a little flirtatious about that. If Grant, your girl, or AJ, your girl, did that, I'd have to pull you aside afterward.
Oh, I'd be irritable.
Yeah, exactly. And if you heard that happen, you'd be like, Beard, you're not in trouble. It's cool. Thanks for telling me what a whore I'm with. Whore, we're settling this outside. Come now. And then she'd go if she knew it was good for her. Because otherwise it'd just get worse, right? Am I right, guys?
I mean, I think he has already experienced this enough times to know what he was getting into by bringing her there.
Kind of what we learned as the night went on.
This cannot be a first-time experience, so I want to feel bad for him, but I don't.
This...
Sack up, bruh.
I mean, it was just this behavior going on. That was the first half of the night. That's what characterized the first half of the night. Mm-hmm. Then there was an abrupt 180. And this is just dealing with drunk people in general, how crazy it can get. We're inside with both of the people involved, the hot neighbor girl and the girl showing off her underwear. And boys, by the way, if you want to punch out right now, I know you're on schedules. We've done like 20 minutes already. If you guys got to peace out.
I want to hear the story.
We'll see this through the end.
Okay. We'll see this through. So underwear girl is drunkenly digging into a salad, which as far as drunken munchies go, that's really good, right? I mean, like...
It's not my go-to, but
I was going to say...
I get it.
Like, you get me drunk, it's almost like Ninja Turtles time. I'm just like putting cookies on top of a pizza with some ice cream, and then I'm crushing that.
Yeah.
Like you can't...
Anything that crunches when you bite into it and isn't good for you suffices.
I mean, good for her. So she's eating salad. And a couple of us, Mr. Brian Carr and Neighbor Girl and myself are watching her. And I'm doing my playful busting of balls. And it's kind of like working in a rotation. I give Brian a little jab, and he laughs and goes, oh, ha, ha, ha. You're razor wit, sir. And then I do it with Neighbor Girl. And she laughs and is having a gay old time of it. And then I turned to the girl who flashed her underwear and was, you know, slurring in my ear about what she wears and giving, you know, another show. And you have to add me on Facebook and stuff like that, which, again, a little inappropriate, right?
Inappropriate.
Yeah. So I say, what about you, Salad Fingers? Just a nice little throwaway reference to the Salad Fingers YouTube videos, which I guess I'm a little hipper than most, so that sailed over her head. What I wasn't expecting was, in her drunken state, she somehow perceived that as me, like, finding an equivalent of the N-word for, like, blonde chicks and using that on her. Because she flipped and stormed out. Right after that...
After Salad Fingers? That was all that was said?
Yeah. Something to that effect.
Just, you never heard how much girls hate that, dude. Girls hate being called Salad Fingers.
I don't know. I mean, the girl...
Every time I've ever heard anyone call a girl Salad Fingers, it ended horribly.
Wow.
Yeah. The only other guy I remember doing it... Well, there's two. One of them isn't with us anymore. But the other
one...
Oh,
God. Because of the incident?
Because of the incident.
Oh, my
yeah,
Lord.
Girls hate being called Salad Fingers.
Killing
it,
this shit.
Sorry for God. Derailing.
Your delivery. Your delivery. The way you straight-face stuff.
It didn't come through for the people listening.
It came through to me. Fuck them. This is a bonus. I took off Saturday. I'm like, maybe I'll have something uploaded Sunday. Maybe.
I felt real good about the straight face that just happened, though. I just want you to know that.
For the
record, I completely believed him. I thought, I have not seen the
Salad Fingers. Oh, even I was like, I fall for it every time. I mean, Grant just has this delivery.
Yeah, you're one of my favorite audience members for that reason. Like, you're a fish, dude. I catch you.
Innocence.
I throw you back in the water, I put my hook right back in, and 4 seconds later, isn't this the same damn fish I just had?
To this day, I remember it was maybe like the third shift I worked with you, and I had scored us because my duty pretty much around the station, why people love me, is I just get us food, free food. And I got us pizza. And Danny, a coworker of ours, Danny Rouillet, he's offered some pizza. And he says, no thanks, I'm trying to lose some weight. And Grant is already...
Which is such an inappropriate cop-out for an adult male, number one.
A married adult male.
Correct, exactly.
I mean, yes.
Enough already with that bit.
He needs to act like he's a tribal chieftain, and like being overweight is a sign of just affluence, you know? Like, look at the food I can afford.
Correct, and not to mention, his wit rivals that of the Beards. He's going to be fine in life. He's going to fine. I mean, he's not... And Danny's a good enough looking guy, don't get me wrong.
He doesn't need it.
Athletic.
Doesn't need it.
College baseball, whatever. Danny's calling card is not his looks, it's his humor.
He could be Kang from Ninja Turtles.
Right.
2 references, 10 minutes. Haven't thought of Ninja Turtles in months.
I'm happy about that.
The weird things that come out on this show.
I'm still upset. And Danny, when and if you ever hear this, I don't know how that works out for you.
Never will.
Okay.
Never, I assure you.
Well, I just need him to know, never again decline a pizza offer. But back to your point.
So he says no to the pizza, and I'm like, well enough. I've certainly had moments where I've feigned self-control as well. And Grant just like looks up. Grant's already balls deep in a slice. You know, it's just like halfway down his throat.
Second slice.
I mean, he can just put it away. And he just finishes the bite and chews thoughtfully for a second. He's like, wait a minute. Food makes you fat? Just this like shocked innocence in his voice. And I look at him and I don't know what to say. I'm just like, Is it a joke? I'm lost. It was just like, I was so unable to react. And then he just kind of let out this like half smile. And I'm like, oh, it was just shtick. And then I lost it. And to this day, it's like one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I wish it had been recorded. There just needs to...
That'll be a drop for the basement.
That needs to be like a you're the man now dog type thing. It just needs to be your face. And it's just food makes you fat. Food
exactly.
Makes you fat over and over. I would tweet
like
that
a little
every
button
day.
On my hand you push down and it keeps coming out.
The Grant doll.
Exactly.
I would love it. But this girl, back to, and I'm sorry, this is what I do as a broadcaster. You're probably like grinding your teeth like, fuck, just get to the point.
That's not what I'm doing.
It's just circles within circles, Grant. Like eventually we tie it all together.
It's like NASCAR. Well, yeah. Go ahead.
If there were no track.
To me, it's like... If you're doing a Christmas tree, there's the precise way where you just wind the cords, and then there's the other. You just take the ball that you threw in the box the year before, and you just lob it like a snowball right against the side of the tree, and you're like, we got there.
Sometimes done. They both look just as good.
Yeah. So, back to the girl. The girl flips out. I mean, storms past me. I'm like, looking at the other two, I'm like, wait, is that in reaction to what I said? Just utter disbelief, because I'd like to think... And again, I'm not the best broadcaster, but I'd like to think I'm an okay communicator. I can calibrate to social norms in situations. I'm like, I didn't really say anything weird. That would be like if I referred to AJ, God, maybe I call you Vanilla Ice for some reason, and you flip the fuck out.
That actually really would offend me if you did say that to me in real life.
Really? I'll just stow that one away just for later. Long story short, the rest of the night, is her kind of pulling everyone aside and whispering to them.
Oh, enough, you real world DC
what I
chick.
Did. And what's so great is everyone doesn't want to hurt her feelings. So they're kind of playing along like, oh,
so they
yeah.
allow her to have their audience.
Yeah, and the instant she trots away, they're like, what the fuck was she talking about? And this goes on for 2 hours. We then settle at a bar. We walk maybe a quarter mile. And across the bar table, she just locks eyes with me. I mean, give me the fucking death stare, like something out of a sitcom.
Scale of 1 to 10, how drunk is she?
It's that kind of drunk that would get you in trouble if you slept with this person, because they seem sober enough. But hearing from her friends how
she
behaves...
So she wasn't out of control, and that's why she was being absurd.
She seemed pretty damn fine to me. She wasn't stumbling. She wasn't slurring. I mean, a fine Fairfax County police officer would take a little bit to pull her out of the car and be like, maybe I do need to apply the field test. There was nothing obvious here. It wasn't just like, this lascivious, you know.
I don't even know where I am.
Yeah, exactly. Seemed together enough. The worst kind of drunk, might I add. Mm-hmm. Where they seem okay, and the next day it's, I don't remember what I did, or forgive me for what I did because I was drunk. And you want to be like, buddy, you seemed okay at the time.
Right.
Just staring at me. No bullshit, not like blinking. For the better part of 40 minutes, documented by other people, by the way, who were sitting right next to me, and they're like, oh, it took me a while to realize it was directed at you, John. So finally, and I am a non-confrontational pussy of a man. I hate it. I realize time, everything will blow by with enough time. Why deal with anything? Just who cares? Yeah, just emasculate yourself, really, because it's not worth the effort. The older you get, the more you realize that so little's worth the effort, boys. But even I'm driven to it because I'm like, okay, this is fucking bizarre. Because by this time, she's turned again to neighbor girl and talking very loudly about, no, he offended me. And I don't even know if he realizes he offended me in that kind of, I'm whispering to you, but just loud enough so the entire group is going to hear it.
It's like the kid who says something just to make you ask the follow-up.
Yeah.
Like, man, last night was crazy. Is it like sitting next to you? And you look over and lock eyes, you're like, no, I have to ask.
Yeah.
By the way, I've stopped doing that. If you're hunting for me to listen, I'm like, oh, was it? That's awesome. You know, I won't even ask.
You know what? That's a good C block. That's a good conversational C block.
Absolutely.
Just be like, good for you, guy.
So she did it, knowing very clearly you were listening or could hear it.
Doing it so I could hear.
Okay, sure.
So finally, even me, this one testicled, shriveled, no testosterone beating
in this
heart.
You're going to stand up to this drunk 28-year-old blonde.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I'm coming over to take care of this.
Cold-blooded vegetarian.
Yeah. So I walk over, and I'm like, look, I don't really know what I said that offended you, but I'd like to apologize for offending you because apparently you've been offended. And I'm not going to say it was dripping with sincerity. It was about that tone. Because I'm figuring she's drunk as fuck, obviously. This might not even be remembered tomorrow. She goes, no. You don't know what you did, and what you did was really offensive. So no.
So no.
In fairness, you did call her salad fingers.
Yeah, exactly. A word they've struggled so hard. Now,
the impression.
Had I called her salad fingers, that'd be different. But the end, that's that ending is a sticky wicket. And I say, okay, maybe I don't know what I did. Maybe I don't know what I did.
Beard stick.
That's just going to be picked up slightly. Like, beard stick.
Off in the distance.
Oh, my God. That was good. That is me laughing. So, I don't know what to do in this situation. She can't be reasoned with. She's obviously, one, drunk, and two, such a fuck-up that the salad fingers line got to her. So I'm just like, okay, I'm just trying to make it better because it's ruined the night now at this point. It's become weird for everyone where it's like, are you team drunk twat or team John? And no one's really on the team, but she's trying to keep recruiting. So I'm like, it's just the most unsuccessful apology you've ever seen. It does not take. I'm just like, okay, be that as it may, I really am sincerely sorry. My intent was not to hurt any feelings. I was just busting balls. And you could tell, like, it wasn't really, like, clicking, and maybe she didn't have the greatest, you know, not the greatest at thinking on her feet and getting the words out. So it was kind of just a no. Almost like taking like a little kid, you know, did you want to go to the dentist? No.
Want some broccoli?
Yeah, there's a lollipop on the way if you go there. No. But your teeth will rot out if you don't. No. It was just that, man. I was completely, so after about 3 minutes of this, I walk away. I'm like, look, I tried. I don't know what to do.
Wash your hands of her for the night.
Yeah. And it just, she, God bless her, she sticks to it. Like, she must have some fucking Sicilian in her or something. Because it, this is full-on blood vendetta. Does not end the rest of the night. The boyfriend finally is like, we gotta get a cab and get the F out of here. He gets a cab. I guess this is old hat to him. Because he's just, like, giving me the, like, the handshake. He's like, eh, no big deal. Good meeting you. And just pieces out. And it just blows my mind. Why are you drinking if you behave that way? If apparently this is just something where X amount of drinks enter me and then I get pissed when someone says salad fingers. Maybe, I mean, what other YouTube sensations might send her into a tizzy?
Turtle Man.
Thank you.
Don't call her Turtle Man.
Don't do Turtle Man, Chocolate Rain. Couldn't do Chocolate Rain, or was it Drama Hamster?
Leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah. I mean, Grant, I don't get it. And I had to stay the whole night.
You know what the most troubling part of this is? She is an actual adult.
She's a real being. You would look at her compared right. to me, and you're like, well, she owns a home. She's doing well financially.
I meant
has
to
a
ask
real
this
job.
Earlier. Do you know whether or not she has children?
No.
Is she a mother? No, she's
no.
not?
Okay. No, she was engaged and then bragging about how she keeps her man around by S-ing his D daily. So I thought that was great to share.
It's good.
And it's so weird how oddly, like, given how dirty I am, how oddly conservative I am in real life. Because to me, this doesn't count. This is nothing. This is three guys bullshitting right. in front of devices that magically trap their voices forever. Like, that's not reality. But to see girls, like, you're like, okay, I am chatting, I'm not texting, this is just what's happening. And she's like, I suck his dick daily. You're like, that's a little more than I needed to know. I'm looking at that being whose cock you place in your mouth, according to what you just said. And I'm picturing him ejaculating down your throat now.
While we're all eating dinner.
Yeah, I got a mouthful of burger. No. I mean, you're hot enough, but no. No thanks.
But like, that's the kind of stuff that happens clearly at a high school party or maybe freshman year of college with the one girl who didn't go to enough high school parties to now know how to act.
Yeah.
She tries to overcompensate.
But for her to be a real adult, when I say real adult, like supposedly by definition in the textbook of whether you're a child or an adult, like you and I and clearly the beard are adults. I'll use air quotes. But real beard is a real what I would call a real adult at this point. Me and you are not.
Not by any means. Not by any means.
She is certified, like, card-carrying.
She's on my
too
island.
Too old to act like that.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
And this is another thing you're going to notice as you guys put a couple more years under your belt. There's a strong, strong undercurrent of I never grew out of my college behavior. And this is just me. And, like, a lot of shit you used to, like, blame on, like, I'm just a crazy freshman. It doesn't even matter. You'll see that shit pulled, like, at 27, at 30, and beyond. And it gets a little bizarre and a little sad. I'm not going to lie.
I could see that. I could probably pick the people I went to school with who will be doing that exactly. at 29.
Yeah.
Right now.
You just
the
start,
same people
you
who
just,
are never accountable for anything.
Yeah, you just start humming the opening bars to Glory Days, you know? It's like, exactly. just let it go, guy. There's the whole great world out here. You want to just join me? We don't have to live in, you know, what weird dog food I ate that month I was rushing, you know, pledging. I know it's a little scary, but
the reminiscer, the person who just constantly reminisces.
I'm in the minority for not doing it.
What's the worst, though? High school reminiscers or college reminiscers?
Ooh, fuck me. That is a good one.
Because the college superstars, which we get a lot of in this great area of Fairfax, Virginia, especially at quality places like Icons and Primetime Grill, you get a lot of these high school superstar athletes who once were the greatest thing ever on the gridiron and are now reduced to picking up 18-year-old chicks at Icons.
Hey, that's not reduced to. That's a viable option. Continue.
That's the thing about Icons. I keep getting older and they stay the same age.
Yes, they do. I really, actually, do any of you guys have your answer now? Because I want to noodle that out for a second.
I mean, personally, I don't know. I mean,
I would, on the surface, immediate reaction, the Insta poll as you leave after voting and, like, MSNBC runs up to you and asks you what you just did.
Yeah.
Immediacy tells me high school's worse because it's longer ago.
Yeah.
So you've just been harboring these things. Although, they were both cool in their own way. I guess high school's longer ago, so it's worse, but I don't know, Beard. I almost enjoy some high school shtick sometimes. Like because it does take you down memory lane a little bit. There's more to be gained there. College was fresh enough, I think, that it's like just bringing up things that aren't really good memories. They just it existed.
Like you said, a lot of people act the same way they did in college as they do now. So, you know, bringing up high school, it's like, oh, man, I remember when I used to do this and do this, where if you bring up old college memories, like I used to get blackout and go home with random dudes, still there's a good chance.
Can you isolate that, by the way?
I was going to say. Like, I thought you were kind of describing your behavior for a second.
You used to get blacked out and go home with random dudes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This was going back to – I kind of set myself up here. This is going back to what you were saying about some of those people, like ladies – was what I meant.
Yeah.
Grow up and they still act the way they did. They were just the hot messes they were before, well after the fact. I feel like in college you kind of become a lot more of who you are going to be for the next, for like your life, you know, whereas high school it's kind of just weird, it's awkward, you're just becoming a kind of a cuckold. You're like just starting out being what you're going to be. So I'd agree. High school, I would like to reminisce more about college.
I don't know where the word cuckold came into that.
I don't know.
I know I like said it twice. I feel like I inceptioned you.
You might have. I don't know why that popped in my head right.
Because
randomly.
Now I'm worried that like you're going to get your big break doing some producing.
And I'm going to say cuckold.
Yeah, and Bill, like tomorrow, will just cut to you and be like, so what did you think of the Mavs winning? You'll be like, Dirk totally cuckolded, totally cucked LeBron. And Bill will be like, what is wrong with you? Get out of my goddamn studio.
I can see Bill doing.
In fairness to AJ, if I'd have spent my college career going home with random guys, I'd also rather have people reminisce about high school.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, college, that's, you know, show me on the doll where he touched you. Who needs that? Going home with random guys. Poor AJ. You've come a long way.
It was a tough night. I didn't have a lot of money. I needed drinks.
Did you go to, like, a Muslim gay camp? I know the Christians have that, but all right then.
No. I didn't. I'm sorry. That's what you knew where I was going.
Yeah.
We're on your team.
Yeah.
I mean, not that team.
Yeah, exactly.
But in here, for the purposes of the podcast.
Not on Team Cock, not on Team Scimitar, but we're on Team Radio together.
That's all that matters.
Okay. For me, I initially wanted to say college because I deal with so many people who really do live out the I'm going to drink every Saturday from noon until 10 when I pass out while watching the Tech football game. And not afraid to say this, 4 touchdowns, 1 game, Al Bundy. I kind of smile when I think of someone living in the high school, but the high school years. But no, high school is sadder because that's just such a small world. Like college, maybe you had like a hair of a hand in shaping your college experience. High school, so you're saying you were shaped by like the civics class you were assigned to and like getting your dick sucked under the bleachers during a pep rally. I mean, that's if you're telling stories about that when you're like 42, I just kill you.
Uncle Rico used to throw this football over that mountain.
If only a coach had put him in during states, he'd have found a soulmate.
It's coach's fault.
I watched Napoleon Dynamite today too. That's the first time I've seen it in like 4 years. So funny you guys just brought that up.
You know what? It ages like Claudia Schiffer. Just still gorgeous.
Claudia Schiffer's your go-to for that analogy?
Claudia Schiffer. What was that movie she was in?
Jennifer Aniston. Although, here's the thing on that. If I could further derail us a little bit.
Oh, please. Dude, the show is derailed. That should be, if I wanted like a catchy name, it should just be Derailed.
Derailed. Derailed with the Beard.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. Jennifer Aniston, in my pantheon of cougars, like, it's her pride. I don't know if they call it that, but, like, she walks around and they all kind of, like, follow her move.
Okay.
I would also put Demi Moore toward the top of that list.
I'd put more than Aniston.
Okay.
Really? Really?
Yeah, because, and this is going to sound weird, because Aniston has the half-Greek thing, so I should be for one of my team, but never liked what the dome was doing all that much.
You're a clown.
Loved the nippage every episode of Friends ever.
Not bad.
It just the features. I was always Courtney Cox loyal. And I'll stand by Courtney over Aniston right now.
Jennifer Aniston.
Courtney Cox has come further in her development.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Courtney Cox is still not as hot, but she's had a better run. But I'll say this. Those are my two kind of bar setters in terms of cougars. There's another group, though, and Courtney Cox is one of these cougars that like to roam around the wilderness.
Sexual wilderness, just pulling and just bagging an innocent young Grant H. Paulson, having a picnic in the woods.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
This group, Beard, involves women who are not in their current state or ever. As attractive as Demi Moore or Jennifer Aniston,
mm-hmm.
but who have aged better. So in other words, they started lower and have actually climbed higher, although still not in the penthouse.
They're grounded
the 13th floor, sure. But their ceiling just isn't as high.
Yeah.
But they've climbed on a lifeguard stand. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've actually advanced more in the last 10 years. In this group, among them, Courtney Cox is a perfect example. Weirdly enough, Julia Roberts.
Oh, that's exactly what
I was thinking. 15 years ago?
You don't have to whisper.
No, I was going to say that's exactly who I was thinking too.
Dude, 15 years, and let me get some names from you guys on this. But like a dozen, 15 years ago, Julia Roberts was pedestrian. And at times, I would even just say slightly below mediocre. Like, she doesn't turn your head in a bar. You don't stop and look. She's a pretty enough lady, whatever.
Oh, to me, yeah.
She wasn't celebrity hot.
Definition of not sexy.
Wilson's war, Julia Roberts,
yeah.
Straight cash homie. Whatever that freaking... What is that movie she's in with the spy... And they're talking
Brockovich,
about
where she's got her tits
on display. No, not Aaron Brockovich.
Really?
Friend.
I always saw the commercials, but those commercials.
The one where
she
takes off her thong and she's like showing it to him, and she's like in some dress, and she's like, "Oh,
Pretty Woman,
come on over here." Yeah.
What, dude? That was the start of her career.
Pretty Woman.
Although hilarious when George Costanza beats her.
I don't know what the hell it's called. Somebody listening does, but the point is,
yeah,
it's like from 2 years ago. She's a spy. She's in a hotel with another guy who's a spy.
Oh,
they have a relationship ongoing. Whatever the hell.
Was it George Clooney was the spy?
No, it was like some like Hugh Jackman type donk.
Who is
it? I don't remember who it
Fuck
is.
Fuck me.
The point is, she's come the furthest. The other one I put in there, and then still, her ceiling's even lower than Julia Roberts. I think Sandra Bullock's last 9 years have been impressive. To go from where she was in her While You Were Sleeping... Can't believe I referenced that movie. Speed Days. Thank you. To where she was in The Blind Side?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Poor kid in The Blind Side with that as his adopted mom. You know, he's just in the shower railing it out. You know, that's a deleted scene.
That one got left on the cutting room floor. Yeah.
Michael, why are you taking so long in there? Nothing, go away.
Doing the 45 minute shower bit.
Yeah, it's a football shower. You wouldn't understand.
Learning the game plan, mama.
Oh my god. You know, I'll give you all those. It's just weird you cite them, because to me, I don't, like, a lot of chicks who come out of the Hollywood system, not exactly like the sexiest things on earth to me. If that makes sense.
Right, but that's my point. My point is, if I'm ranking them right now, they're not nines or eights or anything.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if you're talking about the meteoric rise that was their last decade.
They've blossomed to the top
correct,
of that lifetime.
That
tower.
Normal decade when you take flight is 17, 18 to 20, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, let's say 20 to 30. I want to say
I'll accept that. Theirs came later. Sandra Bullock is what she is. But she is hotter today than she was 10 or 12 years ago.
I think I might have the ultimate
proceed
for the hotter today, but she started off pretty high up. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry works, but she was too hot at the beginning to
That's
qualify.
That's what I'm saying. She started
I'll give you another
way too
one.
High.
And this one's really good. I don't remember her name. Julie Lee or Julianne Dreyfus? Elaine.
Julia Louis Dreyfus. Oh, my God. That is an excellent one. You see her on SNL. She's just got the frizzy hair, and she's all gangly.
Elaine
like,
in Seinfeld?
Screw this.
Okay. Elaine now, much hotter.
I kind of had the hots by the end where they took that little that almost Statue of Liberty hairdo out of her. It looked like it looked like.
I also think
that
her personality affected
her yeah.
how you viewed her by the end of Seinfeld.
It was like having sex with Larry David almost. You know, it was like Larry. Sure. You're like, this is great. She hates everything and she's a dirty whore.
So you got nothing for me. Nobody that climbed Mount Everest in the last 10 years.
Let's think. Climbed started off.
What about someone like Cameron Diaz, who I feel like kind of started out with The Mask? I mean, I'd have to say that's one of my.
To me, she's been free falling.
I think she's gone the
right. She's gone the opposite. You watch The Mask and you're like, what a piece of ass.
Yeah.
And you look at her now and you think like she smeared Joker product on her face.
But you guys don't think that she's kind of had a little bit of a. I feel like a couple years ago, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, it was kind of like she was really.
I
just
think
off
the best
scale.
She's been lately, what you're going for here, is like what happens in Vegas.
Maybe.
But here's the
from
thing.
From some of the previews I saw
Beard,
of this movie.
I think the floor fell out of that. That was that was that
this new
ride
fucking
at
movie
King's Dominion
where these
time shaft. Where you get stuck to the wall and the floor just falls underneath.
How about this new goddamn movie where she's like the quote-unquote hot teacher
bad
and the
teacher,
kids are all
bad
desirous
teacher, yeah.
or bad teacher? Yeah.
Okay,
what
let's
the fuck
be
premise?
Fair real quick.
Yeah.
Before you do shtick and say how she's not a hot teacher, if that was your teacher in fifth grade, you would have lost your ass.
I
you would have been in the bathroom
yeah.
working it out to your teacher, thinking about your science teacher.
I would have had, like if she let me hit it, they'd have been micro-orgasms. I would have had, like, 17 in the span of, like, 2 minutes. Like
I'm still disappointed, Beard.
What?
You got nothing.
No, I
at
did
least
have
AJ
something.
At least AJ suggested somebody.
Hold on.
It didn't work, but
even though
a
I just got dropped into the pit
God
of sharks
it.
Below
We're
me.
We're going to have to come back to me on this, because I had something, and then I forgot it. God help me. I know this is making for just breathtaking radio. Right
Julia
now.
Roberts was a good one, though.
Thank you, sir.
Roberts was excellent.
I've spent time thinking
Julia
about
Louis
and that makes me kind of look forward so to good. her niece.
So 5 years from now.
Yeah, like, I think her niece is actually
her
already
niece.
Is already like 18, 19
niece
years
is legal
old.
Tender.
Is now kind of becoming a young
she's
Julia.
She's no Emma Watson.
She's not she's a young
this
Watson.
Is, you got a Hermione man over here.
Are you a Hermione guy, Grant?
I am. I was the first Hermione guy.
I think every boy, I think we were, me and Grant are the same age, and we came up.
Yeah,
in the,
because to me, I look at Hermione, I'm like, what's up with that scraggly little lesbian? What's the fuss here?
She kind of grew up with us.
Grant's looking at me right now like, you fucking sea sucker, line crossed.
The buzzed hair bothers most of us, but, you know, with those that we love, we accept.
Yeah.
Accept, Beard.
How about Natalie Portman as another one of those? As somebody
Natalie
kinda...
Portman's a great one. Here's the other thing.
Right,
she's
Natalie
not
Portman.
Old enough, though.
She's not,
I mean,
she's
for specifically
young.
What we're talking about, is she hotter right now than she was like 7 years ago? Yes. She's also riding the wave that is the peak of her career.
You know
also.
Natalie Portman at her hottest? The Professional. Sorry, you can't reference Natalie Portman and not go to that joke. I mean, sorry.
It's a good joke.
Let's just move forward, but it's out there now.
It happened.
Yeah. There's Exhibit A. When you know someone tweets me a picture or something or other, and I'm getting Anthony Wienered up, there's your proof that it was me. I can't come up with anyone, and it is effing killing me. And
Beard,
I had
I'm
it.
Disappointed.
God help me, because I don't sit there and really think of like fading Cougs and appreciating them. You know,
that's or your problem.
I guess these would
not
be
ours.
Cougs ascendant. We're not talking about
correct
them on the. The downward.
What you've got to do, kind of the way it works for me, is I'm like who are my mom's favorite actresses? Like, that's the wheelhouse. And
Elizabeth
then,
Taylor.
And then I think about kind
Mary
of
Tyler Moore.
Where they began and where they ended.
Yeah. God, you know, this doesn't count because she started off fairly high, but you know who held it together. I mean, like, in terms of keeping, she's like the Rome. Of holding her ass together. She lasted a long time. Suzanne Somers.
Oh, she's the best.
Suzanne Somers, I would have nailed like Christ to the cross, like well into her 60s.
Step by step.
Day by day. I
don't have the next
thank
one.
Thank God, because if you had it, I wouldn't have.
Wasn't there a girl named Alan in that show?
What, the
did
little
that bother
one,
you
or...
as much as me?
Yeah, well, just the okay.
By the way, she got hot. She started
did
out
she?
Like
the
a
little
kid.
One who was Patrick Duffy's
well,
daughter?
She started out like a kid and like just blossomed as the season went on with that annoying guy Cody and JT, her brother. Was
and
her name Alan? Am I making this up?
She, I thought it was like Joe or something. She had some dude name
She had
name
a dude name that didn't
yeah.
make sense.
And Hank.
Bart. Do you know who got real hot, though?
Who?
And you can Google this on your own time. This is really going to blow your mind. Emily from Three Ninjas. Rocky loves Emily.
I'll have to check it.
Google it. Emily from Three Ninjas in 2011. It will absolutely ruin your day with the amount of time you'll spend thinking about how what happened is possible.
The wonders of aging for the young and the horrors when they're old.
You know who actually I saw the other day who did not look that bad? Do you remember? I forget her. I never knew her name. She's some fledgling actress, but she was the redhead in Dumb and Dumber.
Lauren Holly.
Lauren Holly, that's a great pool.
She was in NCIS the other day, and I was looking at her and just
still together,
comparing, kind of mentally comparing between that and Dumb and Dumber. And
when the lights come out?
That's the scene that everyone thinks about, right? And I would say that she could, you know,
Chuck you in like tractor beams.
She's still on the tag. You know, she could get it. She's still a seven and a half, and I'd have to imagine she's well over 50 by this point.
No. Well over 50.
She looks like she's like maybe 50, like 52. Yeah.
God.
That would have put her in her late 30s for Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah,
probably.
See, I'm back.
Yeah, maybe she could be a little younger.
I'm figuring for Dumb and Dumber, she's 28, 30.
30 probably.
Yeah, so maybe four. Like, we'll give you an early 40s.
Okay.
She qualifies.
She's still looking pretty good. You know, she's got a little bit of... you could see the age in her face a little bit, but it doesn't show up on the body.
Oh, I finally got mine. Rosie O'Donnell.
Too easy, Beard. I can't even allow you. You literally took a ball out of a bucket and tried to put it on a tee and asked me to swing.
I know. Oh, Grant, I'm afraid we'll have to go out on that note, too.
What a devastating
note. I'm afraid we've done a whole hour. We can tap out, boys. We're done.
I feel like that would almost be inappropriate.
Oh, my God. She has come together, in my defense. She has. That turd's been polished. Polished to a fine sheen.
Do you want to send us out on the final thought of your disaster of a night?
Ooh, the final thought. I was, you know what? I hate realizing because I make no damn money, and I had to move back home because I make no money at age 30. I hate realizing that even with all that against me, AJ's looking around like, oh my God, what am I?
Damn, this just got less.
Yeah, no, this just got real.
I already knew all this info, John. I've been on Papa's Basement a few times.
This just got less funny. Yeah. This podcast.
Like, if he comes at us, Grant, we can take him.
There's a wall between funny and yeah.
I love crossing that. I love it. It's like the same as Opie and Anthony when it's like, oh, now that's just annoying. They love crossing that. For me, it's just like why are you shitting on yourself so badly, Wall? Because that's just what I do. That's in my head. It's in my heart. So it kills me to realize these people who on a lot of levels I'd want to emulate, you know, they're making their loot. They've got the family together. They've got a house. It kills me knowing that, like, I, in a lot of ways, have more shit together than them. I'm not going to get drunk and flip the fuck out on you guys. I'm not going to have a girl and then see another one walk by and go, man, I'd kill to suck those tees. And just not let it go for the rest of the night. So in some ways, even though I don't have the outward trappings of it, I've got the inner game together. There's your final thought.
Hey, Jerry Springer couldn't have done it better.
The Beard is all a gentleman.
Right. All right, let's get out of here. Grant, God, just so weird doing one of my damn dirty shows with you. I've done so many hours where it's just Grant doing his thing, being masterful of it. I hope for a guy, I don't have training, I just kind of started doing this. I hope I did okay.
Thoroughly enjoyable.
Glad to hear it. Grant, if they want to get in touch with you, at Grant H. Paulson.
That is one way to do it.
And anything else? I know.
Nothing else to promote.
What's your URL that has the great picture of you? Because, no bullshit, Grant is like real deal radio prodigy, been in it for over half his life. Been on David Letterman as a kid. For
the site you're referring to, which should be defunct at this point.
Oh, I love that picture.
Well, it's still there. I just haven't touched it in so long. Is GrantPaulson.com.
GrantPaulson.com. Simple but effective.
It works.
All right. But follow Grant. Just so much good sports information. He's the reason I can pass around the station as someone who actually knows his shit. I just read Grant's tweets, and I'm like, did you see how few points LeBron's been scoring in the fourth quarter of these finals? Everyone's like, fuck yeah, I know. What are you talking about? And I'm like, thank you, Grant. Thank you. I'm a boy now. I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm like a chick passing as I'm Amanda Bynes and just one of the guys or whatever the fuck that movie is where she's tying down teats in soccer. Right. Like, I'm just following your Twitter and I'm just passing as that now.
Saying names wrong as
yeah,
chicks.
Exactly.
Just because you know them as what they look like.
Just by the spelling. Like, that LeBron.
Right, exactly.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wayne Wade.
People are close enough.
You got to see that great defensive effort by Udonis Haslem on the other end yesterday? How about that, guys? Huh? Anybody?
Baller. Oh, man.
I'm surprised Nowitzki didn't come up in that.
I was going to Snowivitsiski.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, just let it trail off. Noah.
Just go Dirk. When in doubt.
The German guy.
D-dubs. AJ, if we want to get a hold of you, I know you have fixed your Twitter handle since, right?
Yeah, my Twitter handle... I'm not sure what it was before.
It was like AJ Ataye, which is difficult enough because it's not like spelling Tom Johnson.
AJ OJ Ataye Atagwe?
Yeah, but it had extra E's on the end. So you then had to, like, even if you could spell his name correctly, Grant, you were then penalized if you didn't memorize the arbitrary amount of E's afterwards. So you'd be like, AJ Ataye, two extra E's?
It was like, three or four extra E's.
Why did you do
that? Four.
It's a bad bit.
That's a terrible idea.
It didn't really work out for me. As soon as I got rid of that, I somehow gained... Not somehow. I guess it makes sense. I gained like 70 followers.
That would be like if I changed my Twitter handle to like Papa Giorgio, and then I just mashed the keyboard for like 4 seconds straight. I'm just like, follow that, bitches. You want
random commas and
prove
semicolons.
Your love. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Just in case any random guys want to get me blackout and take me home, as has been said earlier,
yeah.
My Twitter handle is AJWJFK.
Simple. Just don't call him salad fingers. That would end the
never
night.
Call him salad fingers.
You get away with anything other than salad fingers.
All right, folks, of course, if you want to get in touch with me, it's at Papa's Basement. Website's in papasbasement.com. These guys have been great. I hope we get to do this again. And until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.